Blake Perkins delivered a pinch-hit walk-off single in the ninth to give the Brewers a 3-2 win over the Marlins at AmFam Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
You're right, it's been a long, long road, and I feel like, I don't feel like I'm way behind, but I do feel like, you know, this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late. So it was just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more, you know, after, I mean, until Friday. That was the first time I played here since last postseason.
Brewers scored single runs in the eighth and ninth to come from behind and win, avoiding a sweep by the Marlins. Milwaukee remains tied for first in the Central with the Cubs, who beat the White Sox 5-4 yesterday. Two teams open a three-game series at AmFam Field tonight. Baseball Hall of Fame added five members to its ranks, including a pair of players that spent time in Milwaukee, C.C. Sabathia and Dave Parker. They joined Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner, and Dick Allen. Packers returned to the practice field yesterday. They'll go in pads for the first time today.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So just that's where more you can get a better evaluation when these guys are in full pads and they're allowed to fit up on people and work those combinations.
Matt LaFleur said they'll now get a much better evaluation of players while practicing in pads.
In the pass protection, we're trying to limit our pass rushers from bull rushing so you don't get a great, I guess, evaluation on being able to anchor when you are starting to get pushed in the pocket. So, looking forward to tomorrow.
Former Badger tight end Jake Ferguson signed a four-year extension with the Cowboys worth $52 million over the weekend. The deal includes $12 million signing bonus, $30 million in guaranteed money. Midwest League Beloit blanked Great Lakes 3-0. Quad Cities knocked off the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 8-1 on Sunday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.